Sunday morning, Father's calling. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right? Okay, let's fucking do this. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. It is Alex Cooper reporting live from a mental breakdown. It's me. I'm here to take care of you today because no one's fucking taking care of me. Let me just be really honest. I'm in a really, really, really strange mood today, probably because I'm sick. I'm sick in the head and I'm actually physically sick. Why am I sick? Unfortunately, it's not just the common cold that just came from, you know, being run down. I had a photo shoot on Sunday that lasted almost 12 hours, and it started raining in Los Angeles, which is already a bad sign. Like, something in the air is not right. You know, there was a fucking thunderstorm. I personally love thunderstorms, but you know when I love thunderstorms? I love thunderstorms when I'm tucked into my fucking bed and I'm cozied up and I'm let the rain fall down and I'm watching it from inside. However, I'm in barely no clothes and I'm gallivanting around my backyard in the fucking pouring rain. Now, a lot of you may be like, Alex, why didn't you just fucking stop? Like, why didn't you just go inside? Because I'm not a bitch. And I had an entire crew at my house and everyone was like, Alex, do you want to stop? Like, we don't need to keep going. No, I'm going to persevere. You know, even though inside I died, I was like, no. Like, I'll go through with it. It's totally fine. So I woke up and I cannot breathe out of my right nostrils, specifically the right. It, you know how sometimes with a cold, like, it will flip-flop where it's like today the left is a little clogged, then the right. Also, depending on if you want to do the neti pot situation, you want to really gargle that water inside of your nose and make yourself throw up water. I haven't done the neti pot yet. That probably is something I should be doing, but my right nostril is completely clogged. And I will admit, I'm someone apparently that clearly just took for granted the privilege of breathing. Guys, it's gonna be okay. There's so much going on in my life. Let me just give you a quick update. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. I am also in an annoyed mood because Matt and I are getting married pretty soon. It's like, feels like it's right around the corner. And Matt and I decided, okay, why don't we use this as an excuse to like really get health and wellness? And I do not have a good diet. And I don't really give a fuck because I am unhealthy, sure, with my eating habits, but like, I don't do drugs. I don't really drink that much. Cue like Austin footage of me being so fucking blackout hammered. Listen, like I said in that episode the other week, I don't really drink, but if I'm gonna go party, like, I'm gonna be a good time. And like, I will be ripping shots and like hanging out with everyone and like staying out late. But for the most part, like, it's Grandpa Cooper now, you know? And I'm not really ever indulging in anything that's that bad for me. And so my vice is really shitty food. So Matt presented this idea of like, okay, what if before the wedding we start getting a meal service? And that way we will be holding ourselves accountable to just eat a little bit better before the wedding. Matt and I, of course, this is like, of course this is happening, and I'm sure other people can relate. Like, there are times in the year that my work schedule is not that crazy. I don't really know when, but there have been times where it's like, maybe, no, like summer. Like, summer is usually like a little bit more of like a lull for my work. Right now, I don't think I have ever been more busy with my network and signing new talent. And I'm also in the last year of my contract, of licensing the show. So like, I'm trying to figure out like what's going to happen with Call Her Daddy. Like, I am so fucking busy. Okay. And
when I get so busy, I eat even worse. And poor Matt, like before he met me, he was like green juice living. Like being from California, that man didn't even know what a fucking cheesesteak was to save his goddamn life, okay? And now I have infiltrated him and I've completely corrupted this man. Like he is downing carbs left and right. And he's like, you need to get away from me. I need to eat healthy before this wedding. And so this meal service, which I will say is, the food is actually fabulous. I have maybe done a meal service never in my life. So all I had to go off of was like, ooh, like I wonder what it would be. And to me, it feels like it's going to be like this like stale, nasty, like mahi-mahi or like, yeah, there is some mahi-mahi. Is mahi-mahi a mahi-ahi? Tuna, okay? Some type of fucking fish. And it wouldn't fill me. It wouldn't fill me physically and it wouldn't fill me in my soul. But what I will say is this food is actually really, really good. And I would say I lasted about a week on this plan. And so the other night I broke and I was like, Matt, I can't take this anymore. Like, I don't even feel good. And he's like, I feel great. I'm like, I don't. I feel like I'm preventing myself from actually eating what I want to fucking eat. And if I want to eat a sandwich or if I want to eat like a fucking tostada with a bunch of ranch, like I want to be able to do that, you know? And this is what I will say to my bride-to-be's. I get it. We want to look so good on our wedding day, but I also just like want to feel like myself on my wedding day. So what else is going on? Oh my God. Last night I was up late. I was getting a little stressed because Matt and I were trying to plan like where is everybody sitting, and we're going through table settings of like who's sitting next to who. And you know what, like I actually fucking despise when I go to weddings and people pick seats for people where you're like not being mindful. Like I get it, it's not about my friends or my family, it's about Matt and I, but I also want people to have a good fucking time. So Matt and I are like strategically last night up all night and we're going through like the seating chart and we're like, this person likes this person and this person will be happy here and this person will like, and I felt like I was doing a fucking a Rubik's cube because I'm like, oh my God, like this person doesn't really know anyone or this person's single, so let's put them next to this single person. And I'm playing matchmaker and I'm also making sure like family drama doesn't get involved, and we're shaking, we're doing all the things. And to be honest, like as much as I want to say it was stressful, it was so fucking fun because guess what? I get to sit next to Matt. And I put all of my best friends around me. And I was like, to everyone else that like doesn't like where they are, like we really did our best. And I think like I was self-aware enough to really put everyone in a position to win. So that was very fun. And it was exciting to kind of just like get everyone ready for the big old day. I officially have my wedding dress. Thank fucking God. I had told you guys I had not seen my wedding dress. I was getting it made in New York City, and for so long I had seen a sketch of it. And then when we got basically like a month out, I had still not tried on my wedding dress. I was hopeful though. I think when it came to my wedding dress, here's the thing. I picked a style that for myself, I know I'm going to be really happy in, and I don't really know if anyone can fuck it up. I guess they could, but I was choosing to be optimistic. But I went and tried on my wedding dress, and it was so fun. I think I grew up, and I'm not really a girly girl, so I think with dresses and princess shit, like when I was younger, I was always trying to wear my brother's clothes. In my core, I've never really like been like a gown girly. And I've shared that with you guys. Like I never really knew what the fuck I wanted for a wedding dress, which one, I think when I look back, I think it was a positive and a negative. I think the positive of not having any fucking vision about my wedding dress was the fact that I could try on a bunch of things, and if I didn't like something, I wasn't like devastated because I had dreamt of this style my whole life and oh my God, it looks awful on me. Because that is something that I've really realized throughout this wedding process, is like most women think they want a specific style of dress, and I really feel like for a wedding dress you need to just like dress to what makes you feel confident and good, and you feel yourself and you feel beautiful and you feel like you won't have to be, you know, like sucking in or struggling to move around. Like you want to feel like, oh, I can just have the best fucking time in this dress. And so there's so many dresses that I think everyone has that style in their head because they've seen it on a fucking model or someone else they follow on Instagram or they follow on Facebook. But in reality, like, you probably don't have the same body type or look as that person. And so it's going to obviously look different on you. So I would say the positive is I had no expectations, or really, like, I didn't really set myself up for a disaster in terms of being let down. I definitely think because I was not as leaning into the bridal aspect, which I do want to talk about, because I've seen some comments from people in my DMs being like, why are you trying so hard to act like you don't care about your wedding? I want to be very clear. I am so excited for my wedding, but I feel like you kind of can't win as a woman, where it's like, I either am the full bride that is leaning in and being so over the top, and I'm Bridezilla, as we call them, and that has negative connotations. Or if you're the bride that's like pretty chill, it's like, oh, you're trying so hard to be chill. Listen, I am so not fucking chill about so many fucking things in my life, but I am being chill about my wedding. Again, I think when we grow up, we have a lot of feelings towards certain things that are personal to us. And for me, like, my mom always said to me, like, her wedding was really fun for her, but she didn't really get stressed about the planning process. I think a lot of it probably has to do also with what came before us. Like, if your mom is like hovering over you being like, what dress are you gonna wear, and you, oh my god, you look fat this month, you need to lose weight, and blah, 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 like, I bet you're gonna be more triggered about your wedding. Specifically, my relationship to weddings has been pretty chill, and my parents had a very like healthy relationship to the way they described their wedding to me. And they were always like, yeah, dad and I could have gone and eloped, like, we didn't really care, like, we were so in love and we were happy. So I think it also goes back to just like the way that marriage and weddings were described to me growing up. Like, I don't even remember really what my mom's wedding dress looks like. I think I've seen like a picture of my mother, but it hasn't been like, Alex, now that you're getting married, I need to walk you through my wedding. Like, my mom hasn't done that with me. She hasn't made it this big thing. She's like, oh my god, like, did you pick a dress? Like, what's up? Like, so I think I definitely probably got that from my mother. But yeah, I just feel like it's like so, it's so lame to criticize women, period. No, like, you know what I mean, though? It's so lame to like read some of those comments. Like, I'm just like, why do you care? Why is it so triggering to you? I'm not trying to be cool. Like, I think a lot of people thought that I actually was lying, that I never tried on my dress a month before my wedding. I was like, I haven't. Like, I hadn't tried on my dress. I don't know why that's so triggering. I think people maybe are like, because you need to care, and like, you're acting. So then if I was on the other end, I was having a mental breakdown, is that cooler to be like, I care so much about this dress? Like, I love Matt. I'm obsessed with Matt. Our relationship is the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. I have worked really hard on myself. I still have so much work to do on myself. But I'm really proud of this relationship. And I have been so open and about my previous relationships and how toxic and fucked up they were. And so, like, I'm not shying away from my wedding. I'm just like, I'm just so happy that I found someone that is the love of my life, and I can't wait to have a marriage. Like, I now am excited for the party, but if someone told me you have to pick marriage or a wedding, I'm just going to do the courthouse thing. Like, it, you know? So I think it's just like, there's so many distractions in this industry. And what I will say is, like, the entire wedding industry as a whole is the biggest fucking scam. The entire wedding industry as a whole is the biggest fucking scam. Every fucking thing, you just get ripped off. Like, Matt has just been like going through so many things because he's been handling most of like the conversations around like, what are we spending and what are we doing? And like, I'll pop in and Matt's like, oh, we're like getting fully ripped off. And I'm like, oh my god, amazing. And it's just left and right. Like, who was I talking to? And they told me, they were like, I remember I called this place And I said that it was going to be used for a banquet for our company. And the people quoted us at one rate, and it would be the same exact time that we needed the venue, same amount of people. And then they called back from a different number and with a different person on the phone, and they asked for a quote for a wedding, and it was three times the price. And it's like, okay, Lynn, let me just call my fucking wedding a banquet, bitch. Like, it's just such a fucking racket. And so I know I'm super, super fortunate financially right now that, like, I'm able to afford my wedding and pay for it myself. But at the same time, like, I did not come from a family that could just throw money around. So, like, still to my core, like, if I can save money, I'm going to fucking save money. And if I can, like, work on a budget, I'm going to work on a budget. And, like, Matt and I had a very strict budget that I think everyone that we've been interacting with is like, well, let's just push it up a little more. And I'm like, no, we're sticking to the fucking budget. So yeah, it's just been like, there's just a lot of things. I think that when you think of a wedding, there's just so much more than just walking down the aisle and saying your vows, which I have not written my vows yet. Okay, you guys, let me walk you through this whole, my brain right now with vows. I have this thing that I was talking about with Matt, and when I am writing Matt a card, I find I have a way with words. Like, I'm really good at writing love letters. I'm really good at, I showed you guys like the book that I made Matt. I think that was the Valentine's Day episode I did. I showed you guys that like personal book that I wrote Matt. Like, when I sit down and I really put my mind to it, like, I can do a great job at writing and professing my love for this man. But it takes me time because I don't like feeling pushed into a corner like, you have to do this by this date. And so, you guys, I am not fucking kidding you. I have been waking up in the middle of the night, losing fucking sleep because I'm a performer, you know? And so I am holding myself to the standard where, like, I'm like, my vows need to be fucking incredible. Like, my vows got to, like, it's got to move everyone to tears. It's got to move the masses. Like, I have to have people sobbing. I don't know why this is the one fucking thing that I'm, like, really fucking getting on myself for. And you guys, I know once I get past the first line, it's going to be good to go. But I cannot figure out what is my opening line of my vows. I'm like, Matt, and then I need like a banger fucking opening. And I have been struggling so hard with it because I want it to be so fucking good. And it's like, okay, well, realistically, it's like fine. Like, I can just like write cute things and Matt knows how much I love him. But like, then I'm getting competitive with myself where I'm like, this needs to be like an ode from Shakespeare. And I'm just like, I'm getting a little... I will say that's probably what I'm getting the most caught up in is the vows, where I'm like, I want people to look at us up there and I want people to be like, my God, like, she loves him so much. Because aside from also being like naturally a performer and I just like want to obviously like kill it, I love Matt so much and I'm having a hard time like putting into, making it not cheesy and putting into words like things that I haven't said before that are unique, but also things that I've said before that like still hold true. Like, I'm kind of all over the place. So, and I'm like, do I want to read my vows to anyone before I do them? Should I just keep it to myself? Like, I'm confident enough to not share it with people, but then I also want to get a gauge. Like, I don't know. So I guess I'm the most stressed about my vows right now. Also music, you guys, like, no, it's been kind of a fucking disaster. Matt and I are not music people. Like, we're just not music people. And so we are fucking struggling. Okay. We have a DJ coming because I was just like, I can't handle a band. I need to be able to immediately be like, next song, like, get out of here. And I'm sure bands could be so fucking amazing. And I know that like bands, if done right, can be so moving and so incredible. I don't know music enough. Like, I keep texting Lauren being like, is this a cute song to like walk down the aisle to? Or like, is this cute? Like, is this cute to like leave the ceremony? Like, I have no fucking idea. And so Matt and I are like idiots in the car. And we're like, okay, like, what should our entrance song be to dinner? And we're like looking through fucking songs. And Matt and I are like, is this cringe or cool. Like, I don't fucking know. We're all over the place. So I would say music has also been like one of the hardest fucking things for us to do. And then aside from like almost on, I would say like a week ago, and we're like, and I'm, when I tell you guys, we are right around the corner, like, we are right around the corner from my wedding. Matt basically blew up Friday and Saturday night because we were basically getting like completely ripped off. And Matt was like, then we'll just like not do any of it. And I'm like having a mental breakdown because I'm like, Matt, I love you so much, but like, you can't just completely dismember the wedding right before the wedding. And he's like, no, like, we're like, I'm not going to spend that money. Like, we should not have to spend that. We're getting ripped off. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Give me a fucking cocktail. Honestly, I'm just like, I think I want a vanilla cake. Like, it's been fun and stressful, but again, because of how crazy work has been, I'm like on conversations with my lawyer, and then I'm also like on with the wedding planners, and it's just, it's a lot right now. But a part of me like loves the chaos. Like, I don't really know a life without being on my toes, on the tippy toes of my toes, like really just winging it. I feel like I'm at my best when there is chaos in my life. I don't know if that's like from the athlete in me or whatever, but like, I just love crunch time. Like, I feel like I go into, you know what it is? I feel like I get my most calm when there's stress going on, and I'm a better version of myself in, what does that say about me? I don't have therapy this week, so write in. Why am I so good in, like, I love when it's chaos because I'm just like, oh my God, you know what it is? It's the Regina George scene in Mean Girls when, like, all the people are, like, rushing around her and she had, like, flung the, she let the burn book photos go and she's just standing in the middle of the hallway and everyone's running around her and she's just smiling. I feel like that's been me with my wedding. Like, I really feel like that signifies me with my wedding is just me staring, just thinking about like, what tequila am I going to drink? I'm going to look so fucking good in my dresses. I can't wait to be with my best friends. And Matt is like, the fucking wedding is on fire, Alex. Like, fuck. And I'm like, you'll figure it out. Also, what's been so fun, let me quickly check from Lauren. Lauren just ordered 17 fucking dresses to her apartment and she's in the middle of trying to pick which dresses she was going to wear. All my friends and I are on a group chat because it's kind of difficult with tropical. You're like, you don't want to go too tropical so that it's like so tropical, but then you're also like, but you don't want to look like you're like you should be in a ballroom in New York City. So it's been like really fun. My friends are trying on dresses and sending them to me. I don't know why there was like a rumor online that I was getting married in Barcelona. As cool as that sounds, I'm definitely not getting married in Barcelona. That just is not me. It sounds fun and bougie, but no, I'm getting married in a tropical location with sand and tequila and music and friends and family. What other wedding updates have we, what do we have? Oh, so Matt and I from the wedding will be going right on to our honeymoon, which I was so fucking stressed about because I had to pack for my entire honeymoon and I'm having to pack for my wedding soon. So I'm like, my honeymoon, basically we're shipping our bags to the honeymoon location. So I'm like a couple weeks out having to pack for my honeymoon right now. And I'm like, this is kind of fucking bizarre. How do I know what I want to wear on my honeymoon? I haven't even had my fucking wedding yet. So I've been packing and I just like, I feel like it hasn't really hit me that I'm getting completely like married, having a wedding. And I don't think it's going to hit me until I land and I see the sand and the beach. And I'm really excited though. And just so you guys know, like, I'm going to decide obviously like what I want to share, but I'm really excited for just like having a private intimate moment with Matt for a second. But at the end of the day, like, of course I'm going to share wedding stuff with you guys in some capacity. I don't know exactly what it will be yet, but you guys have been with me since the beginning of my chaotic journey. I guess like if we're looking at ourselves in a romantic way, this is the longest romantic relationship I've ever had in my life. I don't know why I'm saying we're in a romantic relationship. I feel like it's more like friendship, but let's just pretend because it makes me feel good. This is the healthiest, longest relationship I've ever had. And I owe so much to you guys, honestly. As I'm prepping for this wedding, like, I feel this is kind of corny, but it's the truth. I really feel like this show has helped me grow so much as a person and as a woman and as a friend and as a partner. I feel like when I started this show, I was where most people are in their early 20s. Like, I was very all over the place and I was trying to have fun and I was going for what would socially be the most fun for me. And like, my friends and I would go for guys that could just like take us to dinners and bring us to cool places. And that was so fun. And the unfortunate part of the surface level relationships is like, I didn't really get to connect with people in a way that I felt fulfilled. And I think now as I've grown, a lot of my growth sure has been, shout out to my therapist, but a lot of it also has been through the show of like you guys writing in and asking me questions and topics to talk about and then having me having to pause and be like, oh, what is my take on that? And how do I live my life in that capacity? And I feel like I owe so much to you guys because you've always held me accountable. You've always pushed me to talk about things maybe that I wouldn't naturally talk about just like on my own or think about on my own. And it's been a really incredible journey. And I don't know what's next for me. Obviously, once I get married, I know like then you're like, ooh, like when are kids and when is all of that? But I feel really grateful that I feel like I have this support system that's you guys. And I hope you guys feel the same way. Like, I hope you feel supported by me when we get to slow it down in moments when it's just me and you sitting and chatting today. And I hope you also feel supported in like the guests that I'm choosing. I'm choosing because I think they have a story that could potentially connect with all of you. And I find a way that it connects with me. And I feel like we have a lot to learn from each other. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you guys, because as I prepare to walk down the aisle, I don't think I would probably be here if it wasn't for this show. Like, I really don't think I would have attracted this type of relationship if I hadn't been constantly having to look at myself every week. And that's also just like me growing up. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Daddy Gang. I feel really excited for this next chapter of my life. And so, long story short, yes, I will be sharing some version of something from my wedding. Oh, and I will just say, just to really end this episode on a fun little high, Henry and Bruce will be coming to the wedding, obviously. And I got them little bow ties and tuxedo looking things. And I'm just so excited. And I think people think we're fucking insane that we're bringing our dogs. But I'm like, they're literally my babies. Like, they're our family. Like, when we're sitting and eating every single night, when we're living our lives, when we're anything we do, it's Henry and Bruce. And I've turned into that crazy fucking dog mom. And I cannot imagine getting married without Henry and Bruce. And so, yeah, my fucking dogs are coming to my wedding and I would have it no fucking other way, okay? Daddy Gang, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. There will be a new episode this Wednesday. And, you know, just maybe I should do a questions of the week next Sunday. I feel like I haven't really had a chance to sit down properly and answer some of your questions. So next Sunday, maybe let's do a little questions so that we can really get you guys back on track. I'm sure without that fatherly advice, life has been out of control. I'm here to be like, okay, Papa's home. Let's crush the shit. What's going on? Who's fucking you up? Who's being a dick to you? I got you. Let's fucking go. But until then, Daddy Gang, thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. I will see you fuckers this Wednesday. Goodbye.